Hi, I'm John Acuff. Lindsay said I should introduce myself because otherwise there's just some random man jumping into the audiobook. So like I said, my name is John. I write books. I've written a bunch, including my latest one, Finish. And I get to travel the world as a public speaker. I live in Nashville, Tennessee with my wife, Jenny, and our two daughters. And the first time I met Lindsay Teague Marino was in a field somewhere in the middle of Utah. I was surrounded by snow-covered mountains, the kinds of horses you think exist only in movies, and hundreds of fancy tents. In the center stood Lindsay, smiling and laughing amid the kindest audience I'd ever met. She created the event to teach a few hundred friends how she built her wildly successful business and thought it would be fun to hustle under the stars. I thought I was there to teach, but I was wrong. I was there to learn. There's just something different about Lindsay. Have you ever been around people like that? They see the world as an adventure. They see challenges as opportunities. They see horizons as invitations. And the best part is they dare you to take the journey with them. Fast forward a few years. I'm no longer in Utah. Now I'm sitting in Lindsay's living room, discussing my new book, Finish, with her and her husband, Michael. I speak and write for a living, so the release of a new book is a big moment for my business. As I am prone to do, I turned to Lindsay for some advice. She gave me great feedback, including many of the ideas you'll find in this book. And then she called me out of my comfort zone. Let's do a Facebook Live right now about your new book. I was a little hesitant. It wasn't for sale yet. It didn't even have a cover. Have you ever been apprehensive about your business idea? Maybe you thought it wasn't ready for the light of day yet? Maybe you've been sitting quietly on a secret what-if idea for years. Then you better watch out about being around Lindsay. She's going to convince you to launch. She talked me into it, and that night, after a short Facebook Live with her audience, my book became the fastest mover and shaker on Amazon. Pre-sales skyrocketed. My publisher was stunned. "What happened last night?" they asked. "Lindsay happened," I said, marveling at her ability to build her own business audience, and then the generosity to share it with me. The generosity should not have surprised me. I once checked into my hotel for one of Lindsay's events, and in my room were 150 presents perfectly displayed on the couch. As a surprise, months before the event, she had asked attendees to bring a special item from their home states for me. I was overwhelmed, but because I travel a lot, instantly thought, how am I going to get all of this home? Then I looked at the mountain of presents a little closer. They were sitting in the world's largest Tumi suitcase. Lindsay had already thought through every detail of this moment, which is what smart business leaders always do. When I say that Lindsay is great at building a business, I think back to that event in Utah. When I say that Lindsay is great at creating an audience and a platform, I think back to that night she blew up my book in a matter of minutes. When I say that Lindsay approaches life with an infectious sense of fun, I think back to that hotel room overflowing with unexpected gifts. There are a lot of people who write motivational books. There are a lot of people who write business books. There aren't a lot of people who have actually built something that redefines an industry and then are kind enough to explain what they did. That's what Lindsay does. It's why I keep asking her for advice. It's why I keep speaking at her events. It's why I told her this book needed to exist years ago when it was just an idea. You might not be standing in a field in Utah right now, though I wish you were, because you wouldn't believe how majestic those horses are. I'm pretty sure that farm had unicorns. You might be 10 years down the road with your business or 10 minutes into a brand new idea. You might know exactly what you want to do or haven't got a clue, except for a persistent belief that there's a business in your future. Regardless of where you are right now, I know where you're about to be. In Lindsay's world, it's bright, it's honest, it's fun, it's creative, and it's going to do more for your business than you can possibly imagine. Get ready to boss up.